Okay, yesterday I came up on idea, actually, that I didn't record any video about the fear of rejection and how that is important because we are missing so many opportunities just because of this fear. But in the end, if we are missing opportunities just regarding to avoid fear of rejection, then like in the end we are rejected. We are rejecting ourselves. So, and then I wanted to I record this video, and then I was thinking my camera, something is wrong with her because this is like blanking, and I'm also in my parent house in Bosnia, so the background is not perfect as I have like in my Dublin office. My mic is not working, and but then I realized actually that is again fear of rejection, because if I'm not recording my video just because of my camera is something is wrong, my mic is not working, or just like the background is kind of like not professional, then I'm fearing that you will reject me just because of these kind of small things that you all think that are important, but that they are not. Because if you are going to reject my video just because of these things, then definitely you don't need to be on this video in the first place. And like, that's fine. And I will be totally okay to actually, if you are rejecting me in that way, because that is something that I'm teaching my SEO professionals to be okay, even we are rejected by someone else. And this fear of rejection is very common for SEO people to be and feel rejected from their clients, from their managers, from their team members. And that is something that I'm teaching you, like how to be okay even you are rejected. But I think being rejected is a second phase. The first phase actually missing all these opportunities, missing all you opportunities to grow because you are afraid that someone will say no to you. And that is across all aspects of our lives. Doesn't matter, like with our partners, with our families, with our friends, and then continues just in the workplace. We are okay to be rejected by ourselves and to reject any ideas that we have, just to not be rejected by others. And in the end, it's very sad because we are missing so much. We are missing to be ourselves. We are pretending to be someone that we are not, just to not feel that kind of rejection. And I would say, and I'm going to talk how I'm handling like these kind of like possible rejections for me. And that is something that I want to also teach you. And just for the reference, I'm having my coaching program for SEO professionals. We are working one-on-one every week for 4 months. The investment of this program is 2K. So if you want to join me and learn all these things, yeah, I think you will have a link below on them, me on LinkedIn, so we can check if we are a good fit for each other. So, fear of rejection. The first thing is how to handle rejection is actually being aware that you are missing some opportunities because of this fear. So just like bring awareness, catch these thoughts as I did. For example, background is not perfect. My mic is not working. Camera is bad. All these things, all these thoughts are actually first phase. Once you are aware of these thoughts, then you can go to the second step and then actually analyze and check, is this true? And the common thing is actually it's not true, because if you're still here, that means that you didn't reject me for all these background noise issues, camera issues. So you didn't reject me. And then moving forward, you can check with you, like what will happen if really you get that rejection? What will happen if someone is telling you a no. The most common things for SEO professionals is actually not asking for a salary increase because of the fear of rejection, not asking for a position that you want, not asking that actually you have like too many obligations, too many tasks, that you are handling too many clients because you're just thinking about the fear they will say, like, no, you just need to handle like 10 clients. And let's take one example. I don't know, maybe salary increase. The new year is coming, and this is like the most common, like what we are thinking of currently, is actually what will happen if you ask for a salary increase that you are so afraid of, and in the end, if you are not getting the salary increase that you ask for, what will happen? So first, let's walk through all these steps. First, catch the thought that you don't want to ask your manager for a salary increase because you are so afraid. Then the second thing is actually, is it true? Is it true? What will happen if your manager is saying, hey, we can't give you the salary increase you're asking for? What will happen? Are you going to be hurt, or you maybe think that you are going to be disappointed? But let's think in this way. Are you going to be more disappointed in yourself or in your manager if you are asking for a salary increase and you don't get, or if you're not asking for a salary increase at all? What is more disappointing for you? And why we are so dependent on these kinds of feelings, disappointment, my manager is not appreciate me or something like that, my company doesn't value me. Do we value ourselves? Do we appreciate ourselves? Because if we are not asking, we don't value ourselves as well. If we don't ask for a salary increase, we don't appreciate ourselves as well. So what is more important for us? For manager to appreciate and value me, or myself, about me, my thoughts about me, like, do I value myself? I decided, and especially in the last few years, to actually, I will go and I will first support myself in whatever I do. Even like if I'm making mistakes, even I'm asking for maybe not smart questions, even I'm behaving like silly or something like that, I will so support myself because I will not expect someone to support me more than myself. And that's the same for all these things that we have fear of rejection. Let's talk about ourselves. Are we going to be more proud of ourselves if we are asking for a salary increase, if we are asking for things that we want in our job, or just like wait and expect that someone or that our manager will think about us? I decided that no, I will take everything as my responsibilities because in the end, that's my responsibility. My first responsibility is to actually take care of myself in the same way that I'm taking care of my clients, my team members, my managers, my family, friends. Doesn't matter. So this is how I handle fear of rejection. So just like going through these 2 to 3 steps, depending on the situation, and then supporting myself. Whatever I do, doesn't matter. Like for me, I will support myself even I do mistakes more than just like doing nothing and waiting for others to do something for myself. So this will be very short video for today, but I'm really got that feeling that I need to share with you, and especially with regarding my examples and like my catching thoughts that I cut it with myself, so just like you can do for yourself as well. So let me know if you have any questions, or if you would like to see more these kinds of videos, or if you would like to learn how to handle fear of rejection, please join me on my coaching sessions so we can grow together. That's it for today, and happy Friday.